on this day, 2 February 1921. Execution in Cork. The following official account was issued from Victoria Barracks, Cork. Cornelius Murphy of Rathmore, County Kerry, farmer, was tried by a military court for an offence against martial law, of being in improper possession of arms and ammunition, namely a loaded revolver. The court found Murphy guilty and sentenced him to suffer death by being shot. The sentence was duly confirmed by the general officer commanding in chief in Ireland, General Sir Neville Macready. The sentence was duly executed at 8 a.m. on February 1, 1921. Meanwhile, the Lord Lieutenant has agreed to further respite the sentence of death by hanging imposed on Joseph Murphy, convicted of the murder of Private Squibbs in Cork. Editorial. Joseph Murphy of Cork, the man who is innocent of any connection with the crime for which he lies under a sentence of death, been respited again for the fourth time. It would ordinarily be impossible to credit the authorities with the intention of hanging this man after the expression of opinion unanimously delivered by the otherwise powerless Court of King's Bench. But who will venture to prophesy the ultimate result under existing conditions? A tragic event of real significance and importance took place in Cork yesterday. Some days ago, a man named Cornelius Murphy from Rathmore, County Kerry, was convicted by a court-martial of having arms in his possession within an area proclaimed under martial law. He was shot yesterday, the first infliction of capital punishment under such circumstances, perhaps the first execution officially carried out for the crime of being in possession of arms since 1798. It was a sinister happening. Millions of people will think of Larne, the UVF gun running 1914, when they read of this man's death. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. Con Murphy was the first IRA man executed for carrying arms. Within weeks, multiple executions had taken place in Dublin and Cork. These were held under the Draconian Restoration of Order in Ireland Act 1920. Under the Act, coroner's inquests were suppressed. Already, 33 inquests had indicted either the military or the police for murder. The ROIA formed the basis of the Special Powers Act in the North from 1922 until 1972. DI wounded, wife shot dead. About 10 p.m. on Monday night, Captain King, County Inspector RIC of Mallow, County Cork, and his wife were fired on near Mallow Railway Station. Mrs. King was fatally wounded and Captain King wounded.